I'd love to do that for her.
Pardon.
Find her a fucking husband. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Does she really want one, though?
Yeah, she actually does.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Welcome to the podcast. Kickoff Friday, 5:30. But stuff happens before that for the little legends. We're going to go out and we're going to present jerseys to the players today. It's an extraordinary moment.
It is.
Wouldn't you think?
Oh, look.
Your first jersey presentation, Spider?
Oh, look, I remember my Saints one, and then I was Carl Dietrich, who played in number 10 before I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was told to go up to Shepherd and spend a few days with him. And I still remember it was hot, like it's 45 degrees. Ugh. And his local pub, all it was a cool room with a bench out the front. That was it.
Wow.
And
sounds a bit elaborate to me.
You walk in the cool room, you got whatever beer you want, and you walk to the bench out the front and just sat there.
He was a tough player too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, I think, more towards the end of my career, I always did funny things with my jumper. Like I always made sure that I'd never put it on the ground, show respect of the jumper, always fold it up when I gave it back to the property steward, and always took that moment when I put it on to just think about what you're here for, what got you here, why you're here, what does this jumper mean, how many people have worn this jumper before you. So I used to think that was getting ready for a game. That was my most exciting moment.
Interesting,
just
isn't it?
Putting that jumper over your head, putting your hands through the sleeve, thinking about that, knowing, you know what, it's showtime. This is game time. This is what you play for.
That's the way.
And I just love that, you know, 5 or 10 seconds every time you had that chance on a weekend to put the jersey on.
See, all that money in AFL, and it's the little things that mean the most. You know, when I heard the term property steward for the first time, I just thought that was someone who gave away like real estate to AFL players.
Yeah.
But I love hearing that story. Ali, what about your favourite ever jersey presentation? Which one is there in your cupboard that means the most? You played a lot for Australia. It might not even be an Australian jersey that means the most.
Yeah, I don't really.
But if it is, which one?
I'm bad like that. I probably don't really have one that means the most because, well, for example, just on the weekend, on Saturday morning after we had come from the GC 5K, I was at a coffee shop just here at Southport picking some up for my son and his partner. And I did a double take after I'd ordered. And here sitting at this table are three, mum, dad and the daughter, three people that I have played touch footy with back when I was at my youngest playing club sport, so about grade 11.
Yeah.
And that we all played for the Sharks at White Hill in Brisbane. And, you know, these are people that I have just got such long-lasting memories with. Mm. And I guess it's even those club jerseys like that that mean
absolutely.
So much. You know, it's always we were the Sharks, never doubt a Shark. And, you know, Mick Cooks, it's the dad. He's fucking hilarious. He's just one of those guys that's just so liquid gold. And he reminded me that on a touch trip, however many years ago, and I was actually playing in a team with his daughter. So I was one of the oldies. She was one of the babies. So we pretended we kept all the teams in the room, and Mick and I, we ducked into this bathroom and we put on bathrobes and got hold of these two durries. So we walked in the room having a smoke as if we'd just, you know, been doing the biscuits. And I totally had forgotten about that. And he told me and said it on Saturday with Cassie's wife and Ash. He goes, oh, and he was still up, Ash. He goes, I wanted her to say, oh, Dad, Mum's going to be so angry about you smoking. You know, and my favourite memory with him was when GHD hair straighteners first came in after a finals night out at Touch when we'd all played the GFs, we're all drunk, obviously, and I grabbed this hair straightener and I start straightening his hair. He had hardly any.
That's awesome.
But I was deliberately burning his head.
Oh.
And I was just killing myself laughing. So, you know, it's
the jersey represents so much.
Jersey. Obviously, it's such an honour to play for your country. And I guess at that moment when you get given that jersey and you're listening to the national anthem, it's the culmination of so much hard work by not only yourself, but the people are your mentors, your coaches, and your family. You know, your mum driving you here, there, and everywhere. And so I don't think there's one in particular. I think I'm proud of every jersey I've ever worn.
Yeah. Flan?
I understand. Well, you know what? One of them has come up in my estimation today. I had a lot of footy jerseys, but I also got to run for New South Wales at a schools, an Australian schools championship.
Yep.
And I found out this morning that while I was doing that for New South Wales, Rod McLeod, our 9-time ACRA winning newsreader, was doing the same thing for Queensland. So there's just a slight chance that maybe Rod and I ran against one another in the heats of that national championship.
Well, you ran 100 metres 10.6. Yeah. He ran 11.4, yeah, which is nothing.
I didn't run 10.6 that day, let me tell you. I'd just come off a 3-week beach holiday and hadn't been training too
much. Oh, okay.
But I still, I mean, I love Rod. I think he is a very special talent in many different ways. But I did not, and I don't mean this to be an insult, I didn't think he would have been fast.
In the same way
I didn't think Clive Palmer would be fast.
If you're walking down the street, do you think people would look at you and go, gee, he would have been quick?
I think they don't think
that. There he goes.
I think they look at this bloke, he goes quicker than Moss. That's about it.
Hey, there goes 10.6.
Yeah. The funny thing was Rod McLeod did actually say after that, I saw him in the kitchen, he goes, who would have thought about Flan?
Well, there you go. We're both surprising one another and that's good at our age. Hey, stick around. We've got some sexy time Paradise Beach police cops for you. Channel 10 have had a TV show, get 44 viewers and now it's their number one program. Also, Skinny, your mate Skinny has had a little bit of trouble with a kitten. And I think that's about it. We'll get on with it. We're going to take your calls on allergies that you have got a problem with.
Now, we don't want to laugh at, well, actually, yes, we do.
You're already laughing.
No, I do. The breakfast shows, no different to radio, like television, very competitive market. Yep. And Channel 10's been tried it, gone again, tried it, gone off it, and never really stuck with it, you know, trying to compete against 7 and 9. Mm-hmm. And they tried a new breakfast show last week. Hello. And Tuesday, day two, when you've got 275,000 people, 275,000 in Sydney, a total of 44 people.
Oh,
seriously?
No.
What was the Channel 10 breakfast show?
What was the name of it?
I have no idea.
The project is called, and it's the news, but not as you like it.
Yeah. But you're sitting there and you go, okay, a lot of people didn't like Carl. People always argue about Koshy and all this. But for 44 people, when they're putting millions and millions of dollars into a new breakfast show, so that means Studio 10 can start half an hour later, they get to 44 numbers.
And they've got to give them a chance.
Give them a chance.
On.
No, there's a lot of shows out there that were never given a chance. Like you think of,
jump to the other shows, 44 viewers, that's not even everybody's family who worked on the show.
Exactly right. So it's just at least send out a text message like, please just turn on the telly and go to work. It doesn't matter.
I'll leave it on.
Please allow the dog and the cat to watch us, whatever it is. But not the worst show. Remember Being Lara Bingle?
Oh, yeah.
What about that? And Celebrity Splash in 2013. Remember Celebrity Splash?
They had a whole heap of celebrities. Show that was.
And they had to dive and do it, make a dive. And it's like, this is the worst show in the world.
Yeah, it could have been great if they'd given all of the audience paintball guns.
Yes.
What's one of your shows?
Well, you know the one that always comes to mind, and probably because our boss was on it, Paradise Beach.
Oh, this one.
Is that on the Gold Coast? I love that you've got that at the ready.
Always ready to go, Club. I love the theme song.
I know, and it's just, you can tell by the theme song.
The theme song was cruel. You did right.
Remember even Warnie.
Warnie. I think they only commissioned five shows because they were worried.
And they didn't get through the five.
We can top Warnie because Doug Mulray had a thing called the Australia's Naughtiest Home Videos. And it didn't make the end of episode one. Kerry Packer rang up and went, get this off the television.
That's right.
He rang literally the station, said, this is KP, off.
Yeah, he was too filthy, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, Gonski. Outski, Gonski.
Oh, well, there you go. Channel 10, you got something to hang your hat on.
At least they won something.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've ever seen the TV show Gold Coast Cops, you'll know immediately that it needed a radio version post-haste.
Absolutely.
And so we put together Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops.
The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops. Mmm, sexy, sexy time. Tonight on Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops, Eagle-Eyed Patrol Officer Spyo Eveler, who's overwebbled to buggery.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing!
How much have you had to drink?
Ah! Okay, I had 3 standard drinks in the first hour and 1 every subsequent hour.
Since when?
1986. Technically, I can't drive till the Brisbane Olympics. Meanwhile, a Eveler-turned protestor in the cholesterol-sodden heart of the Gold Coast at the Gooding Drive roundabout where the Queensland cows live.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing!
Then why are you riding that cow?
Oh, cow? I am protesting against McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
Oh, you're an animal rights activist.
No. I eat animals and they are delicious. I am protesting against McDonald's making a vegetarian burger.
And what's wrong with that?
Cheap labour, taking local jobs again, mate. I don't eat vegetarian burgers. I don't think people would taste good. I think the city of Ipswich should change its name to Pasali.
In the van, idiot.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter if you're a protester or breaking the law, or you can't drive till 2032, or you're about to share a prison cell with Paul Pasali. Sexy Time Paradise Beach Police Cops are gonna get ya. Sexy Time.
Now, for those that don't know, I've got a really close friend. She's like a sister, and she lives on the coast. She lives at Burleigh Waters. Her name's Skinny. I've known her since high school.
Morning, Skinny.
Morning, Skin.
You put her down as one of the greats.
She is one of the greats.
What's happened to
Skin? Well, she's one of the great entertainers because she is the epitome of Bridget Jones. She just wants to be so, you know, classy and everything beautiful, but things always happen to Skin. You know, so this is what has happened.
And yes. if you like this, by all means, Skinny's single.
Yeah, she is. She's single and she's stunning. She's beautiful, highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Degrees up the wazoo. But anyway.
And accident prone.
Yes. Yeah. So Sunday night, so both of us are without our kids at the moment. So Skinny's daughter is with her dad and my girls are with Steve, as you know. And so we stayed at another friend's house on Sunday night, Corinne.
Okay.
Now, Skinny hasn't stayed there before. And so we're out on the deck at first having wine, cheese, lovely. I didn't have to come to work yesterday, as you know.
Yep, brilliant.
And so she sort of, Skinny had it, she's all about, you know, organic and she lives like that. So Skinny's got these little wine drops that she'll put in into her wine.
Wine
to,
drops?
Yeah, to get rid of any preservatives.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's a freak.
She's not a freak.
No, like.
She's very healthy.
Borderline.
She's very healthy. So here she is. She's having a few sneezes out on the deck. And so she thought, oh, I'll put a few wine drops in the wine. Must be the preservatives.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
So we're out there for the majority of the night. Then we go inside because it was getting a bit cold. So she's sitting on the couch. And I kid you not, within, I reckon, 2 minutes, she sort of just starts rubbing her eyes and itching her eyes. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, oh, I don't know, my eyes are just itchy. And we're just flapping on, you know, not even thinking anything of it. Then I reckon at about the 10-minute mark, I'm looking at her. I wasn't saying anything. But I could see she's starting to get these bags under her eyes. And at first I was thinking, is it just from the rubbing? But and she was rubbing furiously.
She's starting to blow up.
Yeah. Then they're starting to get fatter and fatter. I didn't really say anything at first because I thought, oh, she'll be right.
Yeah. You
know, she's obviously just maybe the dust or whatever. Anyway, it turns out Corinne's cat, Crinkles.
Oh, she's allergic to
it. Skinny is highly allergic to it, yes.
Oh, I wish I was allergic to cats.
Stinking Crinkles.
Stinkles. So she's just, but the thing is, I said to her, oh, it's probably the cat. Have you got any Claritine? So I pumped a couple of Claritine into her. And anyway, but because we'd been drinking, she couldn't drive home. So we stayed over.
She would have looked like an earth ball the next day.
She did.
Oh, boy.
Poor Skinny. So she's unrecognizable. That's so bad. Like, obviously, I know she's going to be fine, but I was just killing myself laughing and we were just taking photos.
Was she walking into things?
No, she wasn't. But the funny thing, we actually sent, I sent a photo straight to her sister, Lindsay.
Yes.
Because I knew she'd find it hilarious. Lindsay goes, what filter is that? She thought it was a Snapchat filter.
Hey, you're allergic to grasso, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I was a greenkeeper. Did my apprenticeship for 4 years, and I'm allergic to lawn.
Did you blow up at all?
Oh God, yeah. My word.
Boy, okay.
Yeah, and I had to take this antihistamine every day for 4 years.
No.
And then they banned it because it was full of pseudoephedrine.
Oh, no
so
wonder.
4 years, I smoke really fast.
Didn't get a lot of sleep.
Sound like a jockey. Really fast. Well, see, that is inconvenient. And
yeah.
Well, I guess for Skinny, inconvenient because she is still swollen
because
she spent all that time around the cat, still swollen today. She just sent me a photo and we're supposed to be going to lunch today.
Oh, no.
So she's still looking ridiculous. Let's... Myself and my very good friend Skinny stayed at one of our other girlfriend's place, Corinne, on Sunday night. And Skinny discovered that she's highly allergic to Corinne's cat, Crinkles, and she puffed up like the Michelin Man, basically. Her head was, very puffy. So,
ironically, she looked like Garfield.
She did.
She did.
We have thrown it out to the Triple M family on 1300 925 666. Your inconvenient allergies. Hello.
Hey, g'day. How are we today? Spider, Flan and Ellie.
Hey, the Wiz. What's going on? What have you been allergic to? What happened?
Well, I was riding my Harley back from Adelaide to Mildura to see Mum.
Yeah.
And I turned around and got hit by a bee above my eyebrow. I never knew I was allergic to bees or wasps or whatever. And I was like, my leg collar around and my head's all swelled up like a baseball bat. My glasses come off. I couldn't wear my helmet. I get into Mildura and I had to go to the doctor's because I could hardly ride.
Oh. Did your head still fit in the helmet?
Oh, no. They had to take it off. And I turned around and he gave me these little green tablets. And they must have been those antihistamines, what Flam was talking about.
Yes,
well, it took me 2 to 3 hours to ride home.
Yeah.
Right? The tablets got me that hour, but I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you ran home in 1 hour.
Can we just confirm something?
Yeah.
To all our listeners, you're not a cartoon character, are you?
No, I'm normal.
Okay. We love you, Wiz.
We really do, Wiz.
I love you too, guys.
Thanks, Wiz.
Take care, mate.
You're a bloody blessing, Wiz. Good on you.
Ronnie in Bigger Waters. Ronnie, what was the inconvenient allergy?
Well, Spider, I've had this all my life. I'm allergic to carrots.
Oh,
carrots.
Oh, what? Wow.
You are every kid's dream.
Yes.
Put it this way, mate, they're that bad, they affect me in such a way that if someone gives me the bloody wrong carrot, I will go green in the face and I will drop to the ground doubled over in absolute pain.
Oh, my God, from a carrot?
From a carrot. It's something to do with the level of carotene that the carrots carry.
Oh, my goodness.
And believe you me, the worst occasion I've ever had was my brother's wedding where
his wife
is vegan and they had this wonderful mixed salad and I asked them time and time again, are there any carrots in there? My brother knew I was allergic. No, everything's fine. Yeah, well, 5 minutes later, I was on the ground and they were pumping antihistamines into
me. Oh, my God.
So you've never been able to eat carrot cake?
No, mate. Not allowed to.
Oh, if I ever try and rob you, Ronnie, it'll be at night. Don't worry about that. Oh, God. I thought that was going to be a joke. It just turned out to be a sentence. So the noise you just heard was me colliding with the end of my talent.
I found it funnier.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to come and watch Rod McLeod and I run off for the national championships, it's not going to happen. But thank you for tuning in.
I am going to open up a book, topsport.com.au. We're going to have a book. It has to happen.
Ain't going to be no rematch. 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M. If you can, do us a favour, tell your mates about it. We are 5 a.m. on weekdays. Not all of us.